I have a special guest in the studio with me this Wednesday morning, and I'd like to say good morning to Crystal Anku. Crystal, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, let me just turn your mic up just a little bit.
Greetings and good morning to you, young lady.
Good morning.
Okay, basically, could you tell us, you just started a foundation for called the Betty Oforiatta Foundation, and what is this about?
Well, the Betty Oforiatta Foundation is about raising money to buy life support machines, defibrillators, and CAT scans for hospitals in Ghana, West Africa.
Okay, and basically, who is Betty Oforiatta?
Well, Betty, this is very personal for me because Betty is the daughter of a very close friend of mine that I've known for about 20 years. Betty was just a beautiful, intelligent, and very kind 10-year-old girl. She went on a school field trip. On her way back from the trip, she got hit by a car. They took her to about 4 different hospitals, but unfortunately, most of the hospitals didn't have life support machines, defibrillators, or CAT scans. It took her parents about...
This happened in Ghana, right?
This happened in Ghana, yes. Ghana,
okay, and basically, we're talking about hospitals that are hospitals... by name only. As a matter of fact, they're just the four walls. And a lot of them do not have any medical equipment whatsoever.
Yes.
And pretty much it's hard to see a doctor.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, well.
Isn't that ironic to see?
That is the reality that we live in.
And at the same time, these educated hypocrites around this corner call themselves First World. Talk about how much they're helping Africa when they've been stealing from day one.
Well, so basically what happened is that she probably could have survived the accident, but there was no equipment to take care of her.
Well, it took the parents 3 hours to find a hospital that had a CAT scan. And then once they were admitted, it took an additional 4 hours before they performed a CAT scan on her. They did a CAT scan and they found out that she had too much blood in her brain. The doctors decided to operate on her, even though she was unconscious. They did the operation, and by the following morning, November 5th, she was struggling to breathe, and yet there were no doctors around, and she still didn't have the use of a life support machine. She died that night, November 5th, 2007.
Okay, and so what has happened here is that... you'd like to do your own little part to try and remedy this situation by raising money to buy equipment that could be used in some of these hospitals in Ghana.
Yes.
And that's what the Betty Oforiatta Foundation is all about.
Yes.
Okay. And basically, for people who are interested, how do they get in touch with the foundation and find out more?
We have a website. It's www.bettyoforiatta.org.
You have to spell that out,
please.
Like you did for me.
Yes, it's bettyoforiatta.org.
Okay, and if you visit the site, you'll get to read about the story itself.
Yes.
and how this came about. And there's also the ability to take donations right online.
Yes, PayPal is accepting our donations for us.
Okay.
Or you can send a check or money order to the Betty Oforiatta Foundation, P.O. Box 110046, Trumbull, Connecticut 06611.
Okay, please, what I'd like you to do, since it's not an easy name for people to remember, and,
yes,
and a lot of people are probably listening in their cars right now, if you could just say it nice and slow.
Okay.
It's Betty, and that's Betty
Oforiatta
dot org.
Yes.
Okay, so it's all one word.
All one word.
Betty Oforiatta ttta.org.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you
for giving me this opportunity.
Well, we really appreciate that you've shared this information with us. And this is, you know, some of the things that we talk about, you know, happening around us. And these are situations where it really shouldn't be this way. But, you know, I saw something on 60 Minutes this past Sunday where they had a medical clinic that had been set up to do rescue work in the developing world, mainly in South America. But right now, 60% of the work they do is right here in this country, providing free medical assistance to people. And they had a weekend in Tennessee, I believe it was Knoxville, Tennessee, in which they saw, I believe it was over 1,000 people that came in for free medical help, came from miles around. One man drove 200 miles to get some free medical assistance in the United States. And these are not people who are homeless. These are people who are working and yet cannot afford medical treatment.
Young man, I said it times and times again that we're living in a state in a condition of sophisticated slavery. Isn't it obvious that the educated handicaps who control everything are only stealing for their pockets?
Well, you know, the situation is dire in Africa, I must say, and anything that we can do to help, I'm sure, would be greatly appreciated. So if you would like to help, you can go to that website, bettyofforiata.org, and that's BettyOfforiata.org. And you can read about the story, and you can decide if you want to make a donation to the foundation to do so right there on the website.
Thank you very much, young lady, for
doing
your part, trying to do your part, and for making this information available.
Thank you very much.